Yerushalmi, Trumoth, corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Ayin Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the fifth line, the two dots. Veleith Hadar Pliga al Dresh Lokish, Dresh Lokish Omao, Ein Adam Mavato Shlichusoi Bedroim. The Mishnah taught that if he cancelled his authorization, if it was before the Trumoth was separated, the Trumoth is invalid. Doesn't this disagree with Dresh Lokish's teaching that one cannot verbally cancel a messenger, since words cannot come and cancel words? The answer is, when he sent the messenger, he said, go and separate the truma in the northern side, and the owner went himself and separated in the south. Rabbi Yochanan says that pressed grapes, once the workers have trodden them by walking on the beam this way and that, the wine causes the grapes to be able to contract tumor, and the entire pit is immediately assumed to be tame, as a tame person might have touched it. The Gemara asked a question from a Braisa. If workers separate the Trumah from the pit without the knowledge of the owner, it's not valid. If the pit was small, where Trumah is more common, or others there had shaken their hands inside it, the Trumah is valid, as the owner would prefer that the Trumah had been taken before it became Tommy. And this means that if others had not shaken their hands there, it's invalid Trumah. Kan b'yayin, kan b'shem, and the answer is, the Yochum was discussing wine, and the Braisa was discussing oil. V'loi hi, yayin hi, shemen. And the Gemara rejects this. No, wine and oil are the same, but tumah is common with wine, as people want to taste it, but not with oil. We have a brisa. When is tumah separated from grapes? When they have been trodden this way and that. From when is there a concern that they might have become tummy? Beis Shammai says from when Maaseh Sheni is taken, and Beis Hillel says from when Maaseh Rishon is taken. And Rabbi Yosi halacha ke Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Nagu ke Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yosi says the halacha follows Beis Shammai, but many are accustomed to be stringent like Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Shimon niren divrei Beis Shammai b'shas mikdash v'divrei Beis Hillel b'zman hazeh. Rabbi Shimon says that Beis Shammai should be followed in temple times, since Maaseh Sheni was eaten in Tahara in Yerushalayim, and Beis Hillel nowadays, as people are not careful from tumah. The Chacham say that Allah does not follow Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, rather he should first separate Trumah and Trumah Maitha to prevent it from becoming Tommy, and immediately after that we assume that the entire pit has become Tommy. We have a Tosefta. When is Trumah separated from olives? One Tana taught that it's from when the olives are crushed in the millstone for their oil, after the beams had already been resting on top of the olives. Another Tana taught that it's from when the beams are placed on them. The Gemara asks that it's fine according to the Tana that placing the beams is the completion of their work to be obligated in Trumah, but according to the Tana that it's only went from when the olives are crushed, but after the beams are rested on them, they still aren't yet obligated. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say earlier that concerning the pressed grapes, that once the workers have trodden them, by walking on the beam this way and that, the entire pit is immediately assumed to be Tommy, which indicates that the completion of their work is after the beams are rested. Ella, kan v'yayin v'kan v'shem, and the answer is no, that was discussing wine, and our discussion here is about oil. V'loi hi yayin hi shemen, ma ben yayin ma ben shemen. The Gemara asks, well, aren't wine and oil the same? And the Gemara answers, yayin tumosay mitsuya, shemen ein tumosay mitsuya. It's common for wine to become Tommy, since people take it to drink, but it's uncommon for oil to become Tommy. Rechia ba'ada says in both cases tumah is common, but it's more common with wine. Tani Yosi b'Yehuda imeh emorza, maybe zeisim v'nasnam tachas amamel v'hoylech uba aleihem. The Braisa says from Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda that if the owner wishes, he can bring olives and put them under the beam and then immediately separate tumah. Amu loy loy doymin zeisim lanovim lanovim dehois v'noitkois esayayin. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda there, no, olives are different from grapes. Grapes are soft and are easily squeezed. Olives are hard and not easily squeezed. So Chazal delayed the obligation to separate Trumah until after the oil has been squeezed out.